Well, welcome all. Those who don't know, I am Mark Gunn. This is going to be sort of fairly informal since, number one, we're in a circle. It just begs for informality. Second of all, I planned to make this great set list, and I didn't. But I have some big news that I want to share with you, and I blame you entirely. So, we get to start off with that little bit, too, because, you know, I stopped doing the Pub Songs podcast 2 years ago. And I figured, you know, why not continue it, you know? I mean, I have the Celt Father podcast, but this would be a little bit different, because what my plan is, since we're going to go on an audio tour of many galaxies. So that's my plan. I'm going to do some shows. The new Pub Songs podcast will be probably like ten parts tours to various places where I go touring the galaxy. So it gets launched right here at DragonCon before I head out into the universe and start playing. So I mean, you know, you get to be a part of the beginning of this.
Should we turn the lights off?
I'm not sure where I'm going first on this intergalactic tour, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a fun one. So probably going to actually officially take kickoff next year, but in the meantime, I think it will start with this song, which because I want to go play at the restaurant at the end of the universe. The Pandalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look and off the wagon faster. Like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I hitchhiked in a galactic superhighway, the back roads, the bypass all along the byways. At every stop, at every bar, the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster hits me like a car. I've had quarters, stouts, ales and lager, rum, coke, whiskey, and lots of Jaeger. I've had 42 different kinds of wine, but there's only one drink to unhinge my mind. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. Like a mugging, a beating, kick in the head, I'm broke, and I wish I were dead. Yes, some of you are properly singing along. I'll be playing pubs, you know, throughout the galaxy, so, and a restaurant. But still, that requires singing, so. We're getting, oh, yeah, cough into the, yeah, go ahead. So let's try that chorus.
The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring.
The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. Like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head, I ain't broke and I wish you were dead. It's got the old jank spirit juice from a bottle, pouring one measure San Gregorio seawater. I make another gallon if I can remember how it went, but the last time I drank I lost 3 months' rent. The whales, the dolphins, the mice too, they all know about this brew. The Vogons warn about it in their verse, but of the two I'm not sure which is worse. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. Like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head, I'm broke and I wish you were dead. So all you hitchhikers, take my advice, don't drink it once, don't drink it twice. If you drink it at all, drink it very carefully, though if you drink it at all, you'll die quite cheerfully. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. Like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold ring. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. Like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head, I am broke and I wish you were dead. I am broke and I wish you were dead. I am broke and I wish you were dead. All right. Well, if at any time you have a particular song you'd like to hear,
feel free to let me know. In the meantime, since no one's shouting anything out, I have to think. When I say kilted, you shout kilted. Kilted!
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 I am a young Scotsman from America. The kilt is my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted.
Kilted.
The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I have no red hair, my skin isn't fair. It does nothing to show off my pride. But my Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes ladies giggle and sigh. That's why I'm kilted.
Kilted.
With the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. I feel like a man, both noble and strong. When I dance, my kilt swishes in time. You want to sit down? But I must confess, to the ladies I dress, and then dress too. Is that a crime? When you're kilted.
Kilted.
With the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. If they ask what's beneath your kilted sheath, tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted.
Kilted.
With the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
With the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted.
Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Okay, so what were we doing? Oh, we were gonna do a song. You wanted to hear a cat song. Okay, so Sea Shanties for Cat Lovers is the title, and this is one of the songs that I want to put on there. It's based on an old song called the Mingalay Boat Song, but this is, in fact, the Mingalay Cat Song. See the cat splash. Watch it splash, cats. See the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Little girl holds a full sippy cup, doesn't drink all of the juice up. She leaves for school and the bottle lands with a splash. Your paws get sticky on the floor. See the glass cats, watch it splash, cats. See the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Human watching TV distracted, or they leave to use the bathroom. Jump up on the coffee table, knock the milk down, then lick it up. Let me hear you. Come on, here we go. See the glass cats, watch it splash, cats. See the liquid off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in you made. Ice cold glass of water at bedtime. Set it down on the bedside table. Talk with that at 2 a.m. So knock it down, then you're satiated. See the glass cats, watch it splash. Cats, see the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. What care we if you're done drinking? What we care about is physics in motion. But tap the glass, cats, if it doesn't tip over, then knock it down and you'll have lots of drink. See the glass, cats, watch it splash. Cats, see the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Let me hear you. Socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. See the glass, cats, watch it splash, cats, see the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. What's that? Right, right. I mean, you never know. Anyone else have cats who now drink almost exclusively from water bottles? I used to have like, yeah, I had the water bottle, the glass, always right up on the side table, and it was always knocked down. I was like, screw it, I'm tired. Some friends and I in a milkman truck were eating catnip one night. When in the truck, a tomcat ran, his straggly face gone white. What's up, says Tom, have you seen a ghost? Has milkman retired? Milkman retired, says he, the dairy farm's on fire. And there were Tom stretched up and down, leopard milk on the floor. My cream, the farmer cried as he came knocking at the door. Don't let him in till it's all left up. Somebody shouted, meow. And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Mew says, Tom, what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. It's down to the barn, the fire's not there, then we'll have milk for free. We chased Tom down, nicking his heels and into the milk pond flip. We had him there 10 minutes or more till we were all quite knit. There were Tom stretched up and down, leveling the milk on the floor. My cream, the farmer cried. He came knocking at the door. Don't let him in till it's all left up. Somebody shouted, meow. And we all drank milk till the cows came home and the dairy farm got fire. Purses under over to the watering pail, called it as he kicked. Started taking off his flea collar like wise as rabies tags. Hold on, says Tom, that ain't allowed. You can't do that thing here. Took a wash the collar in the water trough when milk's coming out of our ears. There were Tom stripped up and down, leaving the milk on the floor. My cream, the farmer cried. He came knocking at the door. Don't let him in till it's all left up. Somebody shouted, meow. And we all drink milk till the cows came home and the dairy farm caught fire. Then there came a mighty splash, bird flew to and fro, leaping from the rafters frames into the pail below. Mew says, Tom, Persian mute, paddling in the foam. This here's a bath I get used to, they won't bleed back home. There were tonsils up and down, leveling up on the floor. My cream and cream, the farmer cried, he came knock you. Your enemy thuds all lapped up, somebody shouted, row. And we all drank milk till the cows came home and the dairy farm got fired. Then there came a mighty splash. I think I... Later that night, the next morning, then there came a mighty splash, earth flew to and fro, leaping from the laughter, flames into the pail below. I did that for a season. Next morning, something happened here. We rolled across the floor, I came back. Our barn was burned, our milk was drunk, there wasn't any more. Tom stretched his legs, said, good job, lads. Raised his tail up higher. There's dairies all along the road, let's set them all on fire. And there were Thompson's jumping down, covered in the milk on the floor. My cream, the farmer cried, he came knocking the door. Don't let him until it's all left up, somebody shouted, meow. And we all drank milk, the cows came home, and the dairy farm got fire. And there were Thompson's jumping down, covered in the milk on the floor. My cream, the farmer cried, and he came knocking the door. Don't let him until it's all left up, somebody shouted, meow. We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Hopefully for my intergalactic tour, it won't be, you know, remember the lyrics, but...
Jet lag.
Jet lag? They don't have jets.
Spaceship lag.
Airship lag might happen. In fact, I'll finish up with that song. What? Teleporter screen.
<don't know.
laughs> Oh, okay. Any requests? Anything going here?
Weavers.
Which Weavers? The. What's that? Okay, gotcha. Okay, let's try and make sure which one we're talking about here. Okay, good. Okay, I got it.
Well, I thought I. Wrong key. Well, I thought I heard Jane Cobb say. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we've gotta get going before they come our way, and we're running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Lead us, Malcolm, lead us with that grin. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, there's many a worse spot that we've been in, except while running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. River knocked out Jane, that'll never get old. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, she's like a weapon that is out of control for Miranda and the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Are you sure you wanna go near Reaver space? Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, where does it get fun to cut up your face? Now we're running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. They all laid down and fell dead asleep. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, I wonder if they dream of homicidal sheep. The rest turned into Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Wash was an ace, he's a leaf on the wind. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, although he was great, we didn't did him in, while we all ran away from Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers.
Reavers, Malcolm Reavers. Oh, Reavers, Malcolm Reavers. We're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers.
Well, one Reaver song to another. But this is a lullaby. This is a very sweet lullaby. The original version is called Close Your Eyes. So, close your eyes. I like to sing this for my daughters. His daughters. If you ever wondered if I really like Firefly, you know that my new daughter's, youngest daughter is called Inara. Close your eyes and sleep. There are reavers in your dreams. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a reaver underneath your bed. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Stay in your bed. There are landmines on the floor. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Why do you think we say that? It's so the reavers underneath your bed will want to eat your face. You used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the reavers underneath her bed ate her face. Do not call for your mother. Who is it that you think who let the reavers in to eat your face? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Who can account for the taste of reavers? The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Baby, don't you cry, or the reavers won't wait till you fall asleep before they eat your face. My father sang this song to me, but he slipped and he fell on a landmine. And the reavers underneath my bed ate his face. That is not a blanket. Good night. And before you ask, no, that is not on a CD.
You have CDs?
I felt like I had to prompt you there. What happened, people?
It's Monday.
Oh, yeah, I know it is Monday. So when I say I have CDs, you can say, you have CDs? You're really into this live fun. Okay, good. I'll come back to that. Any other requests? I did Firefly. I did some cat songs.
Some hobbits.
Let's sing about hobbits. I think I'm going to go ahead and... What's that?
Are you gonna hit the green dragon?
The green dragon? You know I need to, actually. That's true. Yes, I will. I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I have to make some phone calls, see if I can get in touch with the owner. The booking is such a nightmare, I just tell you. you're lucky you don't have to deal with all that. Okay, since it is Dragon Con and it's the last day, of Dragon Con, and we're all like, oh my God, I'm so tired, I didn't sleep all last night. I think this is a perfect time to make you sing really high. So, to really torture you. So, when I say, well, have a pint, you say, a pint, a pint! In your best hobbity voice, right? Okay? So I say, and of course, the end of the verse, of course, you know, huzzah, huzzah, right? Yeah, just a big huzzah. So good. We'll have a pint. We'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it on and up, we all give a shout. Very nice. Except, you know, it's as much of a huzzah as you can really get when you're like, what's that? Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting the Hobbit drinking song show last night. That was a whole different world. But still, you know, I guess it would be more impressive if 500 people were half asleep said it. Huzzah! Okay, let's try this. We'll have a pint. We'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it bottoms up, we all will give a shout. There's Eminian and Dotting the Shire that serves a lovely brew. From Bywater to Cree, they say you want a pint or two. The finest stout or nut brown ale, the taste comes shining through. And if you raise a glass with me, I'll drink a toast to you. We'll have a pint. We'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it bottoms up, we all will give a shout. The ivy bush, the green dragon, the pony or in breed. Make the rounds of Hobbit Town and have a pint or three. A half a pint is fine for lads of less than 33. But I will drink a full with you if you will drink with me. We'll have a pint. We'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it bottoms up, we all will give a shout. A toast to friend and host, a toast to Bonnie Brew. We'll lift the glass to season past and adventures yet to do. We'll toast to each last that we met, and some we wish we knew. And then at last we'll stagger home, and tomorrow start anew. We'll have a pint, we'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout. We'll have a pint, we'll have a pint of stout. And when we drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout. All right, and I already have the next song, too, because of that. My newest Hobbit song, which is called The Prettiest Hobbit, written for my little girl, Anara. In fact, if you look up the name in the Hobbit random name generator, I think her, was it Belladonna? I think it might be her middle name, Claire. And I think Daisy is Anara, or vice versa. I don't remember. It's one of those things, though. Look it up. I have it somewhere on my website. I mentioned it. But this is a fun song. And it has a great little catchy chorus. If you were there last night, you would know. It goes like, I don't remember the chorus. But I'll sing the song, and make sure you smile really big, okay? Because it's necessary for this person. You get a big screen ticket. Okay, so.
I'll tell Belladonna at the party tree, let's have fun, come dance with me. If she won't dance, I'll ask Daisy, we'll skip till the sun comes up over the trees. Jump up and down, let's keep green. That's your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song now on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Did you get that chorus? Jump up and down, let your teeth green. Let your teeth clean. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song now on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Down on a hungry cheer, let's braid old Mungo's mushroom fears. We lose our way in the starry sky, we'll chase young conies of the broad daylight. Jump up and down, let's teeth clean. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. We'll laugh and we'll eat our honey cakes as we roll in the grass down by the lake. The swan calls out, go home, my friend, to the party tree. We'll start again. Jump up and down, let's teeth clean. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Jump up and down, let your teeth clean. Shout your loud now. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. I'll tell Bella underneath the party tree, let's have fun, come dance with me. She won't dance, then I'll ask Daisy, we'll skip till the sun comes up over the
a tree. Jump up and down, let's keep clean. Shout your love now! Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Jump up and down, let's keep clean. Shout your love now! Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. I love that song. It's a catchy one. It's my I'll Tell My Ma. That's the song that I was basing it on. A lot of times when I write songs, I try to base them off something, particular style, and use that as a bit. And I Tell My Ma is like, this is a great Irish song, if you're not familiar with it. But it's very simple, very uplifting, cheerful. It's a kid song, too, so it's like... This song is all about the groove. And it has, and at the end, requires you to sing along, because then it gets really awesome. And I'll sure guide you on that path. I walk down the dusty old road. I didn't know what I'd find or where I'd go. Tree limbs hung low and they blocked my view. I saw you through the branches and I wished I knew you. You wrote your name on my soul and I feel like I'm out of control. You wrote your name on my soul, that's what it is, so I'll go with the flow. We looked at each other in the shadows, I'm sure I couldn't see. You stepped closer and your beautiful face looked up at me. I took your hand in mine and we wandered off down the road. It feels so right, it's like I've always known you. You wrote your name on my soul and we laughed as I twirled you about. You wrote your name on my soul and held your breath as I touched your mouth. Through the wheels of time we traveled the globe. As we reeled through life, our adventures overflowed. How lovely it grew, oh, how I love it grew. How did you know that I would be so in love with you? We walked through fields of green as high as our knees. In the valley of love we sat beneath a tree. Our lips were red from cherries and a long kiss. We lay there for hours till the stars shone down on our tenderness. You wrote your name on my soul and I saw it in the constellations. You wrote your name on my soul and my blood pumping elation. All right, coming around, you're going to repeat this word. Just name on my soul, like this. Name of my soul, my soul. Keep going. You wrote your name on my soul, and I don't know what you did to me, my soul. You wrote your name on my soul, but it's all that I was meant to be. You wrote your name on my soul, and I'm happier than I had ever been. You wrote your name on my soul, and our story will never, never end. Name of my soul, name of my soul, and my soul. Name of my soul, name of my soul. You wrote your name on my soul. And my soul, name of my soul, name of my soul. You wrote your name on my soul.
I love the audience. This is like the best part of it. To me, anyways. It's getting those sing-alongs are just the best thing ever. That's one of the reasons I like doing the drinking song stuff shows, because it's all about singing along. And so it just works really good. Yeah, the Firefly and the Hobbit show were just so, who made those shows? It's awesome. They were just like really cool, and it was a lot of it's the fact that everyone's singing along, and the Hobbit one last night was just insane. Firefly was incredible, but I mean, the dancers, the dancing they got, you know, really got, whoa, hello. Hey, all right, mosh pit, all right. let's see here. Is there any other requests, anything you want to hear?
Bonus cat song. I think I should be rewarded for my
okay,
dedication.
okay, fine. Well, since Sweeney Todd. since I mentioned, I'll tell my cat when I get home. Leave the furniture alone. She tore my sheets and shredded my couch. I'm tired of coming home a grouch. She is loving, she is pretty, and I am so whipped by my kitty. Her claws kiss my sleeve, it's 1, 2, 3. Please, would you leave the curtains be? I tell her each morning that I love her, but my shoes need lace, so please don't chew. She mews real sweet, knocks over a candle. Now she's gnawing on my sandals. Out of the bathroom, she struts quite bold. Roll of toilet paper clung to her toe. I really wonder if I will kill her when I'm out this feathers from my pillow. She is loving, she is pretty, and I am so whipped by my kitty. Her claws kiss her sleeve, 1, 2, 3. Please, would you leave the curtains be? All night long, she'll be too scared in my thong. She may be shivering from fright, but at least this weekend I'll have my tights. I brought her scratch post of her own, so she'll leave my living room alone. But I come home to see Fluff and Philly. She hinges me out, there'd be a killing. She is loving, she is pretty, and I am so whipped by my kitty. Her claws couldn't sleep, 1, 2, 3. Please, would you leave the curtains be? She is loving, she is pretty, and I am so whipped by my kitty. Her claws couldn't sleep, 1, 2, 3. I never liked these curtains anyway. There you go. Anything else? Anyone? What's that? You got it. I was actually waiting to see if I could, I asked Arthur Emerald Rose to come play with me if he could, but unfortunately I was waiting and waiting, and at this point in time they have a show coming up very soon, so maybe next year. In the meantime, Doctor went back in time, confident and clever. Doctor went where he planned, well, hardly ever. Doctor goes off again with his new gal today. Strictly platonic, it's Doctor of Gallifrey. Face all the dangers, Doctor of Gallifrey. Don't blink to angels, Doctor of Gallifrey. Just like a crooked man and on some celery. Who's your designer? Oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Doctor wears jackets colored like toucans. Doctor wears bow tie. He says they're cool, man. Flies a police box. Time lords get in the way. Play your recorder. Oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. You see the master, Doctor of Gallifrey. Run a bit faster, Doctor of Gallifrey. The honeymoon suite. Amy and worries day. Check out his unit, oh, Dr. of Gallifrey. Dr. S fought with Daleks and Autons. Dr. S saved all the worlds that he's fought on, except for the one that he screwed up royally. Tell me now, Doctor, what happened to Gallifrey? Travels through time space, Doctor of Gallifrey sometimes regenerates. Doctor of Gallifrey, doesn't that scarf get hot, or does it get in the way? Have a jelly baby, oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Take on the Cyberman, and be he not afraid. And as with Microsoft, avoid the upgrade. They will delete, or possibly something worse, just like the Borg in that other universe. Silence Attackian, Doctor of Gallifrey. Daleks are back again, Doctor of Gallifrey. If there's no handicap ramp, they will exterminate. Wipe them from time itself, and Doctor of Gallifrey. Rose is the bad wolf, Susan will keep her wits. K-9's a robot, Perry has big eyes. Rivers reverse, Captain Jack goes every way. Here's two companions of Doctor of Gallifrey. Martha's a doctor too, Doctor of Gallifrey. So he's as smart as you, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jamie, where's your trousers? I think that they are in the way. Please take me with you, oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Excellent, excellent.
Any requests? Any other requests?
I'm thinking. Probably Ireland.
Okay, see, I was looking for a ballad. Thank you. Except the next, remember it.
Great, great grandfather, I think it was, who had come from Kilkelly, Ireland, and immigrated. And the letters formed a story, a narrative about the trouble that the Irish encountered as they traveled, and what was happening in Ireland a little bit, you know, and it was a very moving tale. They took those letters and they turned it into this gorgeous song called Kilkelly Island.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good schoolmaster and good friend, Pat McNamara, so good as write these words down. Your brothers have all left to find work in England. The house is all empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. Your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad, sure, and come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble, I guess that he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no work to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. Bridget is happy you named a child for her, although she has six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind or when you will be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my sons. Sorry to send you the very sad news that your dear old mother is gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to hear Michael's returning. With money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor, and the people are selling as fast as they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose I must be close on 80s, 30 years since you've gone.
Because of all the money you've sent me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Thank you for sending your family pictures. They're lovely young women and men. You say you might even come for a visit. What a joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892. My dear brother John, I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father is gone. Carried him along beside of mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the inn. Why don't you think about coming to visit? What a joy to see you again. Hi. Any other requests?
Devil in the
Deep Blue Sea. Oh, good choice. This is probably one of the first songs. Okay, so years ago I wanted to write a sea shanty, and because I don't know the good sing-alongs, you know, and so I got me playing music to be a songwriter, but I'm a lazy songwriter, so instead of trying to write a song, I said, I wonder if anyone's done a song about Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and so, and I've worked on some stuff in the since then, actually, but this particular song, I went looking to see if anyone had done anything on this. And I came across a version on Wikipedia. The name, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and I found the song, and it turned out it was not a sea shanty, but it, you know, what the heck. It was a great song. And I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I hate, yes, I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate gives my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You got me in between the devil and blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Woo. All right.
I think I have time for like two maybe songs left. But first I should point out that when I'm done here,
I have CDs.
You have CDs?
Yeah, I got lots and lots and lots and lots. In fact, you are never going to ever meet a musician who has as many CDs as I have. I guarantee. I'll put money on it. I've released a lot in the last few years. Actually, since 2009, I have 20 albums, solo albums. That doesn't include the 10 or 11 Bards albums before that. So there you go. If you need it, I have a checklist on my website so you can, you know, keep track of all the ones you buy.
And Johnny, I hired me doing
it. Yeah, I think I have time for, how much time do we have? You have another panel after this. It's 52, 6 minutes, okay. Yeah, so I have one last song and I'm gonna tell you a little story before I finish up, which is, it all takes place. This is from my Sci-Fi Drinking Songs album, which is one of my favorite songs to sing these days because I saw this guy, Drew Smith, at the California Auto Harp Gathering several years back when I performed there. And he started playing the song, but he introduced it. He said, this song was written in 1904. And he starts singing it, and it's like got this beautiful, gorgeous melody. But the lyrics, I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm saying, God, this is like the original steampunk song ever written. And after that, I was like, I gotta learn this song. So I went and did some work on it, and it's turned into one of my favorite closers because it's so pretty. And it's got a great part for all of you to sing along. Great chorus, so it goes like this. Oh, one final note is that, again, concert window. Huh? See? If you didn't see, go. I will have some internet shows outside of the ones on the Pub Songs podcast, you know, that will be completely different. But go check it out on the internet. That'll be in a couple weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. This is called Come Take a Trip on My Airship. I love a sailor loves me. He sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails across the sea or over the wild, briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails up on high. He's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening draw nigh, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride round Venus and come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing. No one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. Drifting away from the crowds, we passed through the Milky White Way. Just idly drifting and watching the clouds, he asked me if I'd name the day. Right near the Dipper, I gave him my heart. The sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part and teach all our babies this tune. Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus and come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing. No one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. Let me hear you. Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus and come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing. No one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. Last time. Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus and come take a spin around Mars.
around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing. No one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon.
Thanks so much for coming to this. I think when we started this, it was like five people here, right? And now, look, we can build a nice big audience. It's awesome. So thanks for coming. And again, look forward each and every year. I think this is like, you know, his favorite. So so it's a great way to end up the con, end the con after you're waking up from your hangover. And it's at 1, so you might be awake. You know. So I hope you all have a great rest of the con, and I will talk to you later. Sandra.